This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Hey, you know it's Taz and Moose.
You know it's Taz and Moose. Hey. All right, it is Taz and the Moose with you here on this Monday morning, CBS Sports Radio. Number to call, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227.
Attention, hotline fans.
Thank you, Pete. You got Mike and Pete across the way. Andrew with your updates as we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams. And for 30 years, they've been making it better. Rocket Mortgage. Push button, get mortgage. I mentioned the toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Let's get to it. Top of the third and final hour. Here we go. The three.
It is now time for the three. We get you caught up on the three biggest headlines of the day with Taz and the Moose. Number one.
The Bills clinch a playoff spot with win over the Steelers.
Well, there you have it. Sunday Night Football, 17-10. A sloppy football game. Seven turnovers between the two teams. Bills ran it a little bit better than Pittsburgh. Hodges struggled throwing the football, four picks. On the evening for the Buffalo Bills, for the Pittsburgh Steelers, five turnovers on the night, two turnovers for the Bills, kind of an ugly game, but Buffalo scores 10 points in the fourth quarter to come back from 10-7 down to win the game 17-10, and they're heading to the postseason, Taz.
I'm happy about that part. Wasn't crazy about the game. I mean, it was, like you said earlier, it was a sloppy game. As a Bills fan, I was like, ugh. We're over here having a hard time and struggling in a lot of facets against, a third-string quarterback from Samford. I mean, we couldn't score in the red zone. The Bills couldn't score in the red zone. I mean, we're running the ball like crazy. You watch the Bills play, and I love it. It's old-school football. It's good defense, run the ball. Good defense, run the ball. I like that. Trust me, I've loved that. But you got to be able to throw a ball more than they threw the ball. Josh Allen, just it's tough to trust him with the ball, throwing the ball. He's inaccurate a lot, throws the ball. We saw it with Cole Beasley, threw the ball 10, 11, 7 feet, whatever the hell it was, over his head a couple times. He's going to get a guy smashed up, too. You throw the ball that high, a guy's got to jump, and next thing you know, he's a totally free target in midair. A lot of these receivers are not going to do that. They're going to live to fight another day, and you got to be careful with Allen because he puts you in that position. Throws hard, can throw far. Just he's not that accurate. So I worry about that in the red zone, about stretching the field, too. If you're not in the red zone, if you're just relying on the run. And then with the run, you got Singletary, who's a hell of a running back, but he fumbles a lot. And I've watched this kid play all year. He's fast. He's athletic. His first step's great. He jukes guys out. He's like a young Shady McCoy when Shady was really in his prime. But like Shady, he's got a little fumble issue,
Yes. So, Well, that's got to be rectified, but it sets up a big matchup.
Yeah,
it coming does. Up, no?
The Pats, yeah, it's huge, man.
Bills, Pats, Foxborough.
On the road, yeah.
On the road, up in New England. I'll tell you, I would not be, if I'm a Bills fan, I'm not scared of the Pats. You could easily beat them earlier on in the regular season if Allen doesn't go out with that concussion. It's not like the Patriots had a tour de force performance on the road against a one-win Cincinnati team. I mean, the Bengals led that game at one point in time. The Bengals are the Bengals. Dalton throws four picks. They're turning the football over left and right. And the Patriots are able to take advantage of it. It's not like Brady looked good throwing the football or guys were wide open. I mean, he's missing throws left and right. It looks like nobody's on the same page. I'll tell you, I know the Bills were not impressive last night in victory, but even in a blowout win in Cincinnati, I don't look at that Patriot game saying, oh, my God, look at the Pats. They found it. I don't think they found anything.
No,
not offensively.
I agree. But the thing I worry about, Moose, is playing them a second time after several weeks and dealing with Belichick. The guy is, he's got a fresh tape on you. Fresh tape just going against you. And now you're in his house. It's tough to playing them twice. And you lost the first one, and you're right. If Allen was healthy throughout that game, they might have won that game, the Bills. But, that's what I worry about, Belichick. I worry about him having a game plan, and schematically with that defense, I mean, come on. Josh Allen was having a hard time scoring with, you know, connecting passes against the freaking Steelers defense. Now you got to deal with the Patriots second time around?
No, I get it.
I'm not
touching
that game.
Now, short work week, 4:30 Saturday afternoon, though. You're locked in.
This game should be
4:30 Saturday afternoon.
I am locked in, even though the problem
is... Triple header.
Here's a problem. Here's a problem. I forgot this game was Saturday.
Hey, you're a Bills fan. How did you forget it was Saturday?
Well, because...
That should be basically ingrained in your mind.
I could explain.
Oh, what do you got going on?
Exactly. I got a lot going on. I got about 45 people coming to my house Saturday.
Oh, you have a holiday party?
Yeah. No, we have an intervention.
Nice.
That's what we're not a holiday party.
I forget. My invite must have gotten lost in the mail. Thank you, Taz, for a third straight year.
So, anyway, here's the thing.
Appreciate it. Mike, did you get your invite?
No.
Pete?
I'll pass.
Oh.
Okay. So, anyway.
Thank you, Taz.
So, I'm trying to make my point. It's for family. Okay, sorry. Otherwise, I would have invited
There's
you
no
guys.
Friends involved.
No.
Not one friend is invited.
Look at me, dude. How many friends do I have?
You know
you have
a lot of friends.
Six.
That's not true. You have a lot of friends.
No friends.
Pete Gass isn't making the trip up to from Jacksonville?
No. The problem is...
Joe the Plumber?
His name's not Joe.
Tommy Two Nose?
I got Pete. Tommy Two Nose. Here's the thing. I got all these people coming to the house, and I got this game on. This is going to be a problem. I don't know what I'm going to do.
I'm just bothered by the fact.
I got my wife to make hey.
I'm just bothered by the fact that none of us were invited. We worked with you for 2 years.
I'm never inviting you to my house for anything. What don't you get?
I'm surprised by that.
I'm sorry, but I'm being honest.
If I have to be open and honest and just let my I'm a little bit bothered by that.
I am sorry you're insulted.
You're having friends and family coming over.
I'm not having friends. You have
45 family members.
Even if it was
Can I see the guest list?
No. Even if it was friends and family, it's just family, you would not be invited. Okay?
Why not?
Because you don't live on Long Island.
I have
Long Island friend parties.
Everybody that's coming to your party is within a 10-mile radius of your home?
More than 10. We have some people from Suffolk. What we call Scruffic County, for those New Yorkers out there.
So it's only Long Islanders?
It's family, G. What don't you get?
I'm just asking you, is everybody located on Long Island? There's not one person that's located outside of Long Island.
No, they're all Long Island.
Nobody in Brooklyn?
No.
Nobody in Staten Island?
No.
Jersey.
My mom lives in Staten Island. She's not coming.
Connecticut.
My mother's not coming.
Well, why is your mom not coming?
Because it's none of your business. But the thing is... This is a family issue. Well, why
I didn't bring it up. You brought up that your mom's not coming out. Why is your mom not coming?
Maybe she's going to a different party. She blew mine off for my brothers.
Oh,
I don't know. That could be.
Your brother's having a party on the same day?
That's what we do. We compete.
Really?
Yes.
Can I get invited to your brother's party?
No, he'd hate you more than me.
Really?
Yes.
You hate me now?
Not as much as my brother.
Wow. Thanks, Taz.
Anyway, here's the thing. It's my wife's family. That's why. So it's a family. My wife's family is the size of a small village. So
imagine 45 family members.
That's not even all of them.
There's
some that live in Florida and Michigan that aren't coming.
That's amazing.
They want me to buy tickets for them.
I got to fly in now
for a party.
Now you're going to get all kinds of gifts too.
I get nothing. My wife gets everything.
What did your wife? I'm just curious.
What?
Her family is all coming. What are people?
We do this every year. It's just not a new thing here, by the way.
Listen, that's fine. I'm good. That's great. I'm happy for you. You should enjoy the holidays. Good for you guys. That's awesome.
I'm just saying I enjoy it. I'm just saying we do it.
Well, you should enjoy it. Those are fun days.
All right, thanks.
Now, are you having it catered?
Of course. I don't do nothing.
No. I don't think you're in there cooking. I was wondering. Your wife's a tremendous cook.
She's phenomenal.
Your brother-in-law's a tremendous cook.
He's great.
Right. I don't think you're in there helping.
No.
I think you're in there watching football.
I will be.
I envision that's your task at hand.
That will happen on one of the massive TVs.
And maybe if someone clobs the toilet, you'll get the plunger out and you'll unclog the toilet.
No, no.
After a heavy meal.
I don't let people in my toilets. We have a bathroom outside. They go by
you have an outhouse?
They go by the pool bathroom. Yeah, they go outside.
That's nice.
I don't let these people go to the bathroom in my house.
So you're bringing in food, you're bringing in a Porto John. A Johnny on the spot.
Porta potty,
as they say in the trade.
Porta potty.
A Johnny on the spot.
Yeah, no. We got a little catering action going on. We got the food ordered, and
what do you tell people to bring? Bottle of wine?
No.
Dessert?
Nothing. We tell them bring nothing. But
people are going to be like, you're having a party. What should I bring? It usually comes along with
it. I'm trying to explain the routine.
Okay.
But you won't let me tell you because you can't stop talking.
Sorry.
Here's what happens. we tell, my wife says, don't bring nothing. What can we bring? Don't bring nothing. And then they bring everything. They bring dessert, usually. Or they'll bring wine. I got wine all over. I got my wife pounding bottles of wine during the week now because of this. That's all I need. Her drinking bottles of red wine left and right.
Good for your wife, enjoying life.
Yeah, so, you know what I mean?
Nice glass of vino on a 2 o'clock on a Tuesday.
Exactly. That's what's happening.
Nice. Nice goblet.
Yeah.
So, 9 o'clock somewhere.
Walking around. Yeah, that's exactly right.
So I got to drink this wine to deal with you.
That's the good life.
No, so anyway, I paid my wife's drinking everything. She doesn't. But yeah, no, she's a glass of wine with dinner. She's good. But no, here's the thing. They bring dessert. They'll bring cannolis, nice other beautiful Italian pastries. We don't ask for people. What do you have people come to your house? You ask them to bring stuff? What kind of?
No. They do the same. It's the same rigmarole with everybody. Right. What do we bring? Don't bring anything. No, we have to bring something. What do you bring? Like it's the same.
Exactly.
Everyone has the same conversation.
This is new news to you.
It's not new news. I was asking you with 45 people coming. What do you usually tell people to bring when you go through that whole thing? Conversation.
Dude, I don't want them to come right now because I want to watch the game. I thought the game was Sunday.
No, it's 4:30. You should know that. You're a big Bills fan.
Now I'm gonna get yelled at because I didn't know the day.
You're Bill's super fan.
You could tape it, say, hey, everybody, don't say the score. Then when everybody leaves at 10, you know, go watch by yourself.
I can't do that.
The good thing is my brother-in-laws, they're all Giant fans. So they'll be hating on the Patriots, which is awesome. So they don't really give a rat's ass left or right about the Bills, but they hate the Patriots.
Oh.
So that's ought to be nice watching the game with them.
That will be.
Yeah.
So it'll be everyone will be on Buffalo.
Yeah,
Buffalo.
They'll all be on Buffalo. My one nephew's a big Buffalo Bill fan. My son's a Raider fan. But he knows his team stinks this year, so he'll just scooch me a little. But otherwise, yeah, we're mostly just Giant fans, a lot of people. We used to have Jet fans, but a lot of them turned.
Oh.
I had Jet fans that turned into Giant fans.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, once I turned, they all turned.
Oh, they what followers?
Wow, it's family.
What a bunch of followers.
It's family.
I mean, that's not family. Those are followers.
Oh, my God, my wife just texted me. I'm listening. Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I would like to know.
Jeez.
I'd like to, honestly... I'll be. What time does the party start?
The party starts that you're not invited to. Sometime during the day,
4 o'clock.
It's none of
middle
your business.
Part of the day. We'll be
Why
there.
Why are you so friggin' nosy,
Mike? Pete, I'll pick you guys up.
You're not coming.
10:30 a.m.
You can't get through.
Mike. I'll scoot down to Jersey. Then we'll head to Bilotti's, pick him up. Stop by Bogish.
You guys better keep the car running because you're
heading
in front
on
of the
over.
Gates. You won't get through the gates.
We're heading on over.
I'll bring my ladder.
Bring my ladder. No, I'll put razor wire on top.
I'll bring my wire cutters and a ladder.
I'll have Pete run electric. My other Pete, my electrician guy, he'll run electric through the razor wire.
This will be fun.
You guys are getting electrocuted as you're trying to go over the razor wire.
It'll be a story.
Merry Christmas. You look like a Christmas ornament.
It'll be a story. Anyway. All right. Next.
Number two.
Cowboys blast Rams after coin toss confusion?
Yeah, I mean, defer, receive, defense. He had all that kind of confusion with the coin toss. Dak Prescott thrown off a little bit. The Cowboys thrown off a little bit. But even with that being said, the Rams got played off their feet. And that's really kind of what's so surprising about the Dallas Cowboys. I would say frustrating about the Dallas Cowboys, Taz, is the right word, would be this, is that they could play these type of... You watched that game yesterday, say, Cowboys are one of the best teams in the NFL.
I mean, look
at what they did yesterday. You know, it's their first victory against a team with an above 500 record. They obliterated the Rams, who came into that game playing well, and you come out of it and say, well, if they could play like this, yeah, they could get themselves down to Miami. But they've not been able to play like this every single week.
No, and man, oh man, just as far as line play, interior line play, the offensive line of the Cowboys just puts around that Rams defensive line. The way they were running the ball, the way Elliott was running the ball, he had 117 yards rushing, 24 attempts, 2 touchdowns. Pollard, 12 attempts, 131 yards, 1 touchdown. I mean, the amount of yardage that these two guys had running the ball for the Cowboys against that Rams defensive line and linebacker crew, wow. Wade Phillips, you need to check that defense and talk to these guys to see what's going on because they got pushed around big time.
Oh, they did. And the Dallas Cowboys now set up a very, very good matchup this Sunday down in Philadelphia against the Eagles. 4:25 kick at the Link as dusk settles in, Taz. It's going to be a fun one down there in Philly. If the Cowboys win, they're going to win the NFC East. If the Eagles win, they then have to win Week 17, and if they don't, and the Cowboys win Week 17, the Cowboys then would win the
Quick
division.
Quick question. What do you think is going on with Aaron Donald? mean, you don't even know. He played. He wasn't.
No, it was very quiet. I don't know.
What's going on?
Yeah, I don't know. Very, very quiet. You're right about that. And really? That was the case with the Baltimore Ravens, too, remember?
Yeah.
I mean, he did next to nothing as the Ravens ran the ball down their throat.
They figured this guy out. I know he gets doubled a lot. Don't get me wrong. But if you're a great lineman, you know, you're going to get doubled. That has been happening for years in the NFL, in college football, too, high school football, too. Yeah, man, I don't know. It's kind of interesting. This guy went from being the man of men last year to, like, you don't even talk about him anymore.
No, bad performance. Yeah. No question about it. You're absolutely right.
All right, that was it, right? That was three?
No, that was two. Right. Here's three.
Number three.
Rangers trade for Kluber. Diamondbacks sign Bumgarner.
Yeah, so a couple big pitchers. Corey Kluber, who I think his best days as a starter are behind him. When he's great, he's really good. He gets traded to the Texas Rangers. The Indians don't get a tremendous haul back in return. They get a couple of decent level prospects, good prospects. I wouldn't say their return was outrageous for Corey Kluber. And Madison Bumgarner, who said he wanted a deal similar to the one that Zach Wheeler got with the Philadelphia Phillies, 5 years, $118 million. He didn't say $118 million, but reports out of his camp were 5 years for around $100 million. He gets five for $85 million from the Arizona Diamondbacks. So he stays out west, leaves the Giants, goes to the D-backs, but another big starter now, free agent starter, is off the market as he's now in Arizona.
Isn't that something? You know, that's the star of the World Series, right? A hero, right? And all that stuff. And now, you know, like you said, now with the D-backs. It's a big deal. It's a big deal, man. Big deal. Staying in the National League. Big deal for the D-backs. Yeah, definitely. He's a great get. I mean, geez, this guy's the man. So congratulations to the Diamondback fans. They got to be ecstatic as heck. I'd be.
Yeah.
This guy, stud lefty, you know?
If you think, who do you think has a better year next year in 2020? Kluber or Bumgarner?
Bumgarner.
Regular season.
Mad Bum Jones. That's who I think, Mad Bum. What do you think?
I'll say Kluber. I think he has a better regular season.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I think it's close, though. I think it's close. The question you have with Kluber is staying healthy. Can he stay healthy? Can he stay on the mound?
Right.
But the Rangers make a play, as do the Arizona Diamondbacks. You know, last regular season, they traded Zach Greinke. Arizona paired him off to the Houston Astros as the Astros prepared for life without Gerrit Cole, now a member of the Yankees, and they replace Zach Greinke now with a guy that they're very familiar with Madison Bumgarner. So there you have it. Your three big storylines here on this Monday morning. It's Taz and the Moose continuing with you. As Patrick Mahomes showed yesterday, rain, snow, it don't matter. Mahomes is great. We'll get into that next. Taz, Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Certainly is on this Monday morning. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Bogus is in the house, third and final time. He's got an update for us.
Oh, what's going on? Something happened?
No.
Oh, he says get up there. There was an update like something. There was a fight in the newsroom.
No,
fight in the newsroom. Unfortunately.
No histrionics there.
I saw a DA walk in. You never know when he walks in. He's a bad apple.
Yes, chairs start
somebody's
flying.
Ass. Yes. Whooping ass.
What's going on, Andrew?
Oh, hey, guys. So here is your report. It is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes it easy to compare quotes and get a great rate with the Home Quote Explorer only at Progressive.com. He ran for their first touchdown, then threw for the winning one in the fourth quarter last night. Now Josh Allen has the Bills back in the playoffs for the second time in three seasons.
The goal is to get yourself in position to have a shot at the Super Bowl, and that's to get into the playoffs. So we've done that. Obviously, we know we have two more games and two more crucial games that could, you know, really dictate the outcome of where we're at and where we're seated. So it's a good position to be in.
Allen's 14-yard TD pass to Tyler Kroft midway through the fourth quarter broke a 10-10 tie. The Bills' defense then picked off Devlin Hodges twice in the final minutes, four picks total. Mike Tomlin really impressed with those Bills.
We have to assume responsibility, and we will, and we are. But, man, we got a group that played the way their group played, man. You got to acknowledge that, man, particularly their defensive unit, man. They really played good football tonight.
The Steelers' three-game win streak ends. They remain in playoff position, but now two games behind these Bills for the top wild card spot. The Rams' 44-21 loss in Dallas
helped the Seahawks, Packers, and the Niners all clinch playoff spots yesterday. The Patriots did things on their own, a 34-13 win in Cincinnati, 11 consecutive trips to the postseason for New England. The Vikings embarrassed the Chargers 39-10 in L.A. 20 of Minnesota's points came off 7 Charger turnovers. The Chiefs handled the snow and the Broncos 23-3. Philly rallied for a 37-27 win in Washington, and the Giants snapped their 9-game skid 36-20 over the Dolphins. Eli Manning, 2 TDs, 3 interceptions, in likely his final start at home as a Giant.
Kind of uncomfortable, kind of everybody staring at me. But, you know, I do appreciate it, and I appreciate all my teammates and the coaches, ownership of the Giants, just, you know, giving, you know, getting this win today, and all the fans just for their support for these past 16 years.
The Giants do play at home in Week 17, but rookie Daniel Jones could be back by then from his ankle injury. So this was LeBron's weekend. Friday night, a Laker win in Miami. Saturday night, he watched his son Bronny play a high school game in Columbus, Ohio. And then last night, back with the Lakers, a 101-96 win in Atlanta. LeBron scored 32.
I don't know how many games I got left in my career. I don't know how many kids that may show up to a game that they're to come see me play. And if I sit out, then what? You know, that's my obligation. My obligation is to play for my teammates. And if I'm healthy, then I'm going to play.
The Laker win streak is now 7. 5 years and $85 million reportedly gets Madison Bumgarner to the Diamondbacks. And Cleveland deals Corey Kluber to Texas for outfielder Delino DeShields Jr. and pitching prospect Emmanuel Clase. College hoops, Minnesota gave number 3 Ohio State its first loss, 84-71. That's the Gophers' first top 5 win under Richard Pitino. And the draw held this morning for the Champions League round of 16. Liverpool gets Atletico Madrid, Real Madrid Man City, Chelsea Bayern, and Dortmund PSG. Guys, back to you.
Hey, you did a great job.
Thank you.
You know what?
I mean, usually, yeah, I'm like, all right, he's all right.
Right.
You did a good job on that
one. Thank you, Tez. That means a lot.
I think it helps when Moose doesn't interrupt you. I think it helps. You do a better job.
Yes.
Yeah, the Moose interruptions really should probably stop.
Throw you off.
Yeah.
Throw you off.
You guys are funny. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're not coming to my holiday Christmas party either, by the way. Just family. I don't know if you heard that. I'm sure you were listening to the newsroom.
I assumed I wasn't. I wouldn't be so silly. Again, I'm just happy that I'm not losing you on Twitter.
No, I'm going to continue following
purge.
You are one of the few here that I'm going to continue following.
Nice. Mm.
Everybody
you
else,
made the list.
Thanks
for
jealous,
coming.
Moose.
Thanks for coming.
Be jealous.
No, I know. I feel that stinks.
You'll get through it, Moose. Don't worry about it.
What do you mean? I hopefully you don't want to follow me. We've worked together for 2 years.
Yeah. I do stuff like that. You never know with me, you know? I don't mean, I'm not trying to be mean. It's just I do weird stuff like that.
Yeah, you tweeted a smiley face or a concerned face about the weather this morning.
Which it bothers
seemed,
me.
Yeah, that seemed unlike you, though.
Yeah.
To go
some
emoji
people,
only
yeah,
on
some
a quote
people,
tweet.
Well, look at you. That's interesting that you noticed that because some other people had that take. They were a little taken aback by me doing that. I try to keep people on their toes. I don't try to do the typical thing, so I try to change it up a little bit, you know?
So now you're emoji guy.
Well, fill me in. You're taking back on what?
He quote tweeted.
This is the guy that's worried about me unfollowing, but he has no idea what I tweeted. Yeah,
I didn't see it. I'm sorry. I don't get notifications when
NBC,
you tweet.
NBC News. They tweeted the weather. What was it, Andrew? Something that's going to be snow or whatever.
Heads up, commuters.
There it is.
A frustrating storm system is expected to bring a wintry mix of rain and snow, as well as the coldest temperatures so far this season.
Oh,
sounds
and then
fun.
Taz attached a little concerned face emoji
that
to
makes
that.
Sense.
An emoji was
well,
a letter. It's like, I don't know the names of the emoji. It was right. It was a face. Like, just like a straight line face. Like almost like,
okay.
Like not sad, not happy. Just kind of like a OS face. Like,
gosh darn it.
Yeah, like.
Dang it.
They should have the names of the emojis, right? When you highlight them.
Well, have you ever, does your car do the. Like your Apple CarPlay, do you have that? Or any kind of the text-to-talk thing? Because my car reads...
Whoa!
The answer is yes, yes, and yes.
Okay.
Continue.
Because my car will read me its description of...
I get the same thing.
Of an emoji. And one time I was like, clapping hands, dark skin tone, 3. Like,
I get
okay,
that
thank you.
I have multiple cars with multiple Apple CarPlay.
Right.
And I will tell you this right now. Apple CarPlay is the greatest thing... The voice texting gimmick is the greatest thing ever. I do it all the time. I talk to people texting. I go in my car. I leave the house just to talk to people on text.
Right.
I love it.
I'm surprised you don't have a guy in the car with you to handle all your texting.
Well, in 2020, Pete the Body.
Oh, okay.
That's what we're going to work on. I got Pete to hang out.
That's Body's next job.
He's going to sit in the back seat, and he's going to just read the text.
Breaking news, folks.
15 an hour.
Nice. Yeah. We're going to put that behind a paywall. Yeah, buddy. 2020 is going to be a little different. Oh, yeah. So anyway, so Andrew, yes, I appreciate you letting the world know I'm utilizing emojis.
Yeah.
Emojis, by the way, are very important. See, yesterday I got really upset with somebody who works with WWE because they were trying to be funny. I think I saw this too. Yeah, and I pounced. There was a pouncing moose yesterday. You were locked in at the sports books. You were not.
Yeah, I was watching football. I'm sorry. It was not.
Well, I was too, and then I got a little distracted because someone was being a wise guy. Mm. And he's just being funny because there was a joke. Okay, you know Corey Graves. You know who he is, right?
Yeah.
So I know Corey, and I know Corey a good amount of years. So WWE had a pay-per-view yesterday, TLC, right?
Okay.
Tables, Ladders, and Chairs. So Samoa Joe, you know Samoa Joe too. Mm-hmm. Samoa Joe's he's out injured right now. So they got him doing some commentary on Raw with Jerry Lawler and this new kid they have, Vic Joseph. He's the play-by-play guy. So Joe's been doing a good job. So a lot of people are like, oh, this is great. And, you know, a lot of things in Joe's career have been similar to the way my career went.
Okay.
But I'm older than Joe. I'm a little bit older than him. About 10 years older than Joe. So, and Joe and I are very good friends. So it's all good and hood. I'm happy for Joe, whatever he gets in his life. So Corey Graves is the commentator with Michael Cole on SmackDown, like I used to be. So Corey decided after the production meeting, while they were wherever the hell they were yesterday, I think they were in Minnesota. I don't know where TLC was. Pete's on it.
I'll check.
Thank you.
You don't know?
You should know that,
Bilotti. I'm not sure.
Should know.
Wow.
That's disappointing. 2020 might be different than I thought.
Wait.
What's the question, Moose?
So Corey Graves.
Corey Minnesota. Corey then, he tweeted, I guess this was after the production meeting, because they were ribbing Michael Cole, joking, saying, oh, Vic Joseph and Samoa Joe are better than you and Taz were, that type of thing. Like, and they were teasing Cole. Unbeknownst to me, I'm sitting home watching football, you know, eating a couple of Tostitos and the green salsa that they have now, which is delicious. And I see this thing, this tweet by Corey Graves that says, the new and improved Taz and Cole. I'm like, oh, wow. Now I got my phones blowing up. You see what this guy said about
him? He's crying.
Yeah. I'm like a little shocked and appalled here by this. So, of course, I come back with a stiff comeback and explain. And then it just began. And then the attacks became more from me, like a little bit, not a lot. You probably see it on Twitter.
I'll go back and take a look at it.
So not you guys, so much.
So you guys started attacking one another.
Well, then I get texts from people. No, he wasn't really attacking me. Then I get texts from people in WWE while this is happening.
Okay.
Dude, it was a joke. I go, well, look, I wasn't in on a joke. You guys didn't tell me. I'm not in a meeting. So I'm going to let a guy take my body of work for all the years I was a commentator. Just basically, it looks publicly. He didn't, you know, and take a you-know-what on it. I can't allow that. Now, back to the emoji conversation, Moose, Andrew. If he would have utilized a smiley face emoji or a JK or an LOL or a ha-ha or a hee-hee, then Taz would be happy.
Okay.
I didn't know he was joking. Because he put it out there like hard-ass jokes. Like it was a hard-o.
Yeah, I got you.
Hard-o. Okay. You know, that's how he put it out there. So then when you become a hard-o, guess what? I do.
Right? Yeah.
Well, you already are one. You just let it back out.
There you go.
Yeah.
So you can't take a joke. It's innocuous. Well, I don't know that.
All right. Well, now you know.
So I'm fighting with people in WWE behind the scenes about this while I'm trying to watch football. I'm out here. They're in there.
Yeah. That's a long day.
Yeah. This is my life. This is my life.
Thanks for coming in today.
Every day's a battle.
Despite all that.
Yes.
Right. But I'm not a victim.
No.
I'm a battler. Some people come out and they cry. I don't cry. I battle.
Yeah. Took it all in stride.
Every day's a holiday.
Battle tested.
That's it. I'm battle tested. I battle through. No problem. So
everything's okay now, though. All right. We'll come back. We got some NFL to get more in. NFL to get into. We got the undercard as well. It's Taz and the Moose with you here on this Monday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right, here on this Monday morning. Time right now to answer our Ask the Pros question of the day, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Today's question is from John down in Delaware. With yesterday's loss, the Browns have now clinched a non-winning season for the 12th straight year. Are they the biggest disappointment in the NFL this season? Yeah. For my money, I loved them coming into the year. I never thought we'd be sitting here, Taz, and the Browns would be where they were, and they went into Arizona yesterday and got drubbed by Kyler Murray and the Arizona Cardinals.
Yep.
They've been a massive disappointment.
Totally agree. Yeah, I'm shocked. I really am. With all the weapons they have and everything, and they still just and I think I might did I pick this game. The Cardinals, Browns, we're not doing our picks this week. I know that.
We're not doing picks this week?
You did not pick them this weekend.
I didn't pick them? Well, you're not going to be here, and then I'm doing my thing, and I'm going to... Are you going to put your picks in?
Moose can just text them to me, and I'll relay them over.
I don't know. I don't know who's locked in here, who's not. All right, no problem.
I don't know. You did not... Arizona, you picked the previous week.
Well, I should have picked them this week.
I should have picked them as well.
You should have picked them, too.
Don't forget, you can submit a question by going to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every single day.
You know what you got to do? Let people know. You're going to be on WFN today?
I'm going to be doing middays 10 to 2 with Maggie Gray.
Awesome.
On FAN today, tomorrow, Wednesday.
Maggie used to be here on Saturdays with you doing the show. Maggie was nice enough to come in during the break. Got to see Maggie. Haven't seen her in a long time.
Yes.
I haven't seen her in a long time.
Yep.
So she was just here.
And you guys talked a little Bills.
A little bit. She's a Bills fan.
She's a Bills fan.
Her husband's a Bills fan. Right, right. We're both concerned Bills fans.
That's exactly right. Reminisce about, you know, and she had the same line that you did. Well, it was great to beat a third string quarterback.
I feel like I'm
back in the 6 o'clock hour.
It was like an echo again from 6 o'clock
hour. Right.
I know, right?
Bills fans feel the same way.
Yeah, a little bit. A little worried.
thanks for that, Taz. We'll be doing the show's next 3 days on The Fan locally in New York from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
That's great. That's awesome.
So. We mentioned it earlier. How about I love watching the games in the elements. The Chiefs yesterday against the Denver Broncos. Chiefs have their way 23-3 over the Denver Broncos. And Mahomes in that offense, even in the swirling snow as Kansas City got 4 to 6 inches, it didn't, you know, the heaviest of the stuff probably came before the game, but it was still snowing during the game, Taz. And it was fun to watch.
Yeah,
it was. And that Chief team right now, it seems to be playing very, very well. Hill, McCoy, Mahomes, the offensive line. Defense a little bit better. Locke struggled this game, his third start in the National Football League. Good win for Kansas City.
It really was. I watched this game because, you know, I love a snow game. And I had to do something in my yard. I had to pause for a second. I come back on. As soon as I come back on, there's Mahomes just chucking a bomb for a touchdown. I'm like, here we go. I think it was Hill. Who caught that
Hill.
Big? It was Hill, right, in the first quarter. But, it was a good amount of snow. It wasn't a ton of snow, like you said. The cool thing that, I think this was a CBS game, if I remember correctly. They have this thing, I don't know if you noticed, some kind of a program or whatever it is. While you're watching the game, the snow game, where you see the hash marks, they must hit a button, and you see the yard markers, like, crystal clear, almost like it's coffee, like they took it out, they took the snow out of it.
Yeah, it's gray.
You saw it, right?
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Because they popped it on in the middle of one play.
I saw that, and don't keep it on. It's weird.
It was strange.
Maybe it's distracting. I don't know why they don't keep it on.
The other thing that was weird about it is that you can clearly tell it's a television graphic, because when guys are running through it, all of a sudden you see them, like, you know, a gray or black mark over their helmet. So it's not like, you know, it's not like the yellow line, because when a guy runs over the yellow line, the yellow line's not all of a sudden on the guy's back. You know what I mean? This one, the marker is all of a sudden on the person's, like, shoulder
body
or something like that. It's a little strange.
They're probably trying to perfect it, I guess. But I loved it.
It looked good.
When I watch a game, I want to know what hash mark it's on. I want to know. You know, I pay attention.
You're watching the game, you have no idea where the hell they are.
Well, some people, when they watch a football game, they're not paying attention to, like, what hash or what yard marker they're on.
Yeah.
Just I'm locked in. I need to know the whole down and distance. Some people don't. I know people Some will be at my house on Saturday that aren't paying attention to that stuff, and I get angry with them. Let's pay attention to what's going on in the game. We're not coaching. That don't matter. Let's pretend we're coaching.
Yeah,
but I like that thing they did. I do. I like that with the snow. But that was, it was
an entertaining game.
Yeah.
Late in the year, I'm with you, Taz. I like watching a little snow game.
And, you know, this game, I don't know about you, but it felt to me like, you know, they ended up 23-3, Saints beat the Broncos. I'm sorry, no, Chiefs beat the Broncos. But it didn't feel like, as you're watching it, like it just felt like slowly the Chiefs just gradually grinded and beat up the Broncos. Like it wasn't like a blowout. If you just look at the score, it's
wasn't.
They beat them up. It wasn't.
I agree with you. It wasn't a blowout, Taz, but I never got the sense that Locke was comfortable throwing the ball in that snow.
No, he wasn't.
You know, that
he had
offense.
A couple of decent throws, but you're right. He did have a couple of
decent throws. I agree.
But you're right. He wasn't comfortable.
It just didn't look like Denver. It was almost like you were watching the game and Kansas City has the lead, and you feel like they should be leading by more.
Right. You're right. That's my point.
And it was almost like, wow, they're letting Denver hang around here. This game should not really be this close.
Kelce was comfortable catching the ball in the snow, I'll tell you that.
I know.
He was, he had 11 catches. I'm looking at it now, 142 yards.
Oh,
he played great. And Mahomes was 27 of 34, 340 yards. Two touchdowns, one interception. He played really good.
He did. Played very, very well.
Yeah, he did. It was a fun game to watch. I love that. I love that. You like a rain game better than a snow game?
I like a snow game.
I like a rain game.
You do?
Yeah, I like a rain game. I like a snow game. Don't get me wrong. I do. I hate a sunshine game. Hate it. Sunshine's a baseball, okay? I like a rain. Give me gray, miserable football weather. That's me. I like a snow game, but I do like a rain. When I was Madden, I told you I won the Super Bowls. Remember I told you I won Madden? I play Madden.
You like rain game on...
Hold on a second. I want to tell you something.
No, I understand. Okay. Let you finish Madden the story. But I was just curious. Rain game on like a field turf or natural grass?
Natural grass.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I don't like it on field turf. All right. What about Madden?
Madden. I set my weather. You know, I don't play anymore. When I used to play, I used to set the weather. Rain all the time. Every game was raining.
Jeez.
I just run the ball. Yeah.
All the time.
All the time.
Well, there you go.
How I played. Won a Super Bowl. Run the ball.
Nice. Just run it.
I had one pass play, a waggle pass. Pull the two guards, roll out my quarterback, right to the tight end.
Completion every time.
And I won with the Ravens. I had Todd Heap was my tight end.
Nice.
Stud Jones.
Yeah.
And your boy Flacco was my QB. And he actually was real good on Madden.
Down with the ship with Joe Flacco.
Who was the running back? Because he was my running back. Who was my running back?
Your running back at the time.
From Rutgers? What's his name? Would have been him? No.
No, Ray Rice?
Not Ray Rice. Who would have been? No, he's old.
It might have been one point in time, Ray Rice. If you're going back to Todd Heap.
Heap, yeah.
Was it the Tennessee running back that went there that got hurt?
His name. I don't know his name.
I'll come up with
it. Don't worry about it. I ran a bowl of muck. Every game it rained. That's basically. And my son was young and he was playing. He's like, Dad, why does every game have to rain? I go, because I like to rain with football. He hated it. Hated it. Poor kid. That poor kid's upbringing. Been
there
tough.
You go. Rainy days are good days for Taz watching football.
I love the rain. I sit outside on my wraparound porch, pounding cigars, you know, just smoking them, watching. You know,
and rain.
And the rain. I love it. When it's raining, you can find me outside. Otherwise, I'm buried in the cave, bro. You can't find me. I'm wearing my Buffalo Bills slippers.
All right.
Packing a lip in the basement.
Jamal Lewis.
That's it.
Yeah, there you go.
There it is.
Tennessee.
Went to Tennessee, huh?
I didn't
know went to Tennessee.
All right, here we go. The undercard.
Taz and the Moose present the undercard. The stories from today's rundown that we haven't talked about on the show.
All right, Mike, what do we got, buddy?
All right, Ben Roethlisberger was seen a lot on the sidelines of Sunday Night Football with the full beard. And he told Michelle Tafoya of NBC Sports that he will not shave it until he can throw again, which could be a few months away. Should Ben stop this and shave the beard?
No, why not? If that's what he wants to do, as long as his wife's okay with it, why not? Let him continue to grow the beard.
I like the beard. He looked like a coach. Sitting on the sideline. He's old as a coach.
He is.
He looks like he's out of shape like a coach. So... Unless you're Sean McDermott, my coach from the Bills.
Oh, I know. Peak physical condition.
He got some shape, but you know he's in shape.
No, he is. He's in good condition. I agree with that. Would you continue to grow it until he can throw it?
Yeah.
So how long is that going to be? Another 5-6 months?
I haven't been able to find the exact amount of time until he throws, but the educated guess is it's at least a couple of months.
Then he'll start looking like a goat herd.
Look like Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, or Bray Wyatt. All right, next.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Oh, yeah.
So both the Steelers and Titans right now are 8-6 on the year. Pittsburgh has the tiebreaker for the final spot as of now because of conference record. Steelers go to the Jets. They also go to the Ravens, while the Titans will host the Saints, and then they're at the Texans to end the year.
I don't like the way you say Titans.
I know. A lot of people have commented on that. My T's sound like D's.
It's annoying.
It is annoying.
Titans?
You're not the first.
Yeah, he says Titans.
So we'll just move on. Tennessee, who do you like to get into that final spot?
Between who?
Steelers and Titans.
Steelers and Tennessee.
I wanted to get him to do that.
I know.
Steelers. I think the Steelers. I'll take my third-string quarterback from Sanford. Defensive line, Haywood's playing great. TJ Watt.
Yeah, probably the Steelers.
I go Steelers.
They played terribly last night, though. It's hard to believe in Pittsburgh after what we witnessed last night.
Defensively, they weren't that bad, though.
No, I'm not bad. I'm talking about offensively. You got to score some.
I know.
I mean, the Jets should be a layup game. That should be a layup.
Right.
They should knock around the Jets. Just the sheer will of the Steelers and Tomlin. The pure coaching of Mike Tomlin.
Not doing this, right?
Not right now.
I'm not doing this. Not
right
now.
Right now.
Next.
Oh.
Yeah, I thought it was
right now.
I was like, you know what? I'll let you guys have your conversation. So I didn't go in the room.
That was funny.
Giants defeated the Dolphins yesterday, 36-20. If that was Eli's finale, what did you make of the scene saying goodbye to Mr. Old Manning?
You know, there was not a lot of people that were in attendance. It was a dark, cold day.
Yeah.
I felt good for Eli. Got the game ball afterward. Was emotional. Standing ovation. Take out of the game. You know, if that's it for Eli Manning, good for him. I thought it...
kind of unassuming, right? Like, it's kind of...
Yeah, it was.
When I leave here, it's going to be like that.
Yes. That's what
it's very mundane.
Right, standing ovation when you go to the newsroom.
I don't know about that.
A lot of emotions running high. Shedding tears.
They'll all hide under their cubicles. He's coming out.
Yeah, that's it. Right. Pierno.
Yeah, they'll all hide. I walk out and there's nobody in here. It's a ghost town when I leave here.
Well, there's not a lot of people in the newsroom.
I thought for the most part, I felt
good for Eli, though, that he got a win in what will probably be his final start as a Giant.
I was happy for him. I was. His family was there. That was cool.
Yeah.
You know, I was happy.
Kids were there.
Yeah, he deserves that.
They met him in the tunnel.
I think that's really
cool. Holding his son.
He's earned that. He's earned anything good that guy's earned. He really has. He's a hell of a player, a hell of a professional. I'd like to see him end up with a team next year somewhere doing something, you know?
Yeah, and we've had that. If he wants to play again, if he wants to play next year, where there were reports that he does, let's see if he gets another opportunity to compete for a starting job.
Yeah.
You know, it was a strange game, though, when you watch it. You know, there was the good and the bad, right? I mean, there were some throws that he made that were like, oh, my God, great throw. And then there were some decisions he made. It was like, oh, my God.
I know. I saw the same thing.
Eli Manning.
Yeah, exactly. It was like, where were you looking? How were you throwing the football there?
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right.
All right, next. All right. I can't believe they just did that. Wow.
Bigger deal of these two teams to get home field, the Seahawks or 49ers? I guess I should say, who needs it more?
Seahawks or 49ers?
Both 11-3 right now.
I think it would be the Seahawks because they're dominant with that 12th man. That's their gimmick. You know what I mean? Like that home field.
I would agree with that.
I would say Seahawks more than
Niners. I would think that, I'd agree. I think that's a fair point. Yeah. I think they play off those 12s a lot better.
Yeah.
And they're a little bit, I think they're a more difficult beat at home than they are on the road.
Correct.
Which is correct. All right, Taz. Good stuff, brother.
Yes, sir. You too.
All right. Our thanks to Mike and Pete. Andrew, good to have him back in the fold as well.
Yes, sir.
Have yourself a wonderful Monday, everybody. Taz, good day.
Yes, you too.
All right.
Both of you guys.
We're done. Till tomorrow, everybody. Peace.
There's got to be a 10-second runoff here.